right, well, good morning, Lifehouse Church. So good to have you guys. And hey, as Bob was intimating, we are going to be devoting our time together this morning to prayer. And so, you'll want to relocate yourself, if need be, to somebody next to people, one, and two, next to people who will pray. And you know that if you're sitting next to somebody who's just going to sit there, that no praying is going to be going on. Yeah. So go ahead and relocate yourself to next to somebody that you know will pray. And that way you'll actually be able to be talking to the Lord with us concerning whatever it is that gets mentioned. So that's number one. Move yourself to next to somebody who will pray. Two. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Two, we're going to open up this mic so that anybody who's got anything that they could use some prayer on, you can come on up here, you can share what the need of the hour is in your life, and then we'll pray. And again, we're going to be praying in small groups, okay? And so that's what's going to happen. Now, if you actually have an answer to prayer, you can also sneak that in as well. But that's not a prerequisite. Basically, if you've got something going on in your world that you could really use some prayer on, you'll want to make your way to this mic, share it, and let us pray for you. And this will go on for about 20 minutes max. So if you've got something, don't wait for a wide open gap. Just make your way up here. I get to be first. I actually wanted to share an answer to prayer. I posted this verse on Facebook this morning. It's in John 16, verse 23. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." There's a lot about that comment that I just love. I mean, one, it's kind of like, it's almost like a blank check that the Lord is delivering. It's like, you got something? Ask. And I'm gonna hear your prayers. I'm gonna respond. Now, we oftentimes fill in the gap, like, he will answer in accordance to my prayer, you know? So if you pray for $1 million, you pretty much feel like that verse means you should be getting $1 million and you just wait at the mailbox for it to come in. He doesn't say he's going to answer your prayer exactly as you ask for it, but he will answer. He will answer. That's for sure what you're going to get. But I don't want to get dragged into that verse, because what I really like about the verse is that it, again, demonstrates the reality of God. I interact with a lot of atheists or agnostics, and one thing I get a lot is the accusation that prayer is a meaningless exercise. That, you know, the only time you hear about people praying is when it looks like God answered. Like, God can't be wrong. You know, if he, no matter what God does or whatever happens, God wins. There's no real answer to prayer. And then one thing I came across was, it says that a majority of all prayers never get answered. And I thought, really? And so, since then, and that was maybe 2 years ago, I've been keeping a little prayer journal where I write down what I pray for, and then I write down the answer. Now, since I wrote it down, I don't completely forget about what I prayed for, because that happens all the time. I completely forget about 90% of what I pray or I ask God for. I completely forget. But since I wrote it down, there it is, looking me in the face. And sometimes it's years later that I realize, whoa, this was something I prayed for, and God has answered that prayer. And it's amazing. And so it's really fun to write down these prayers and see how many of them have been answered and how many of them are still waiting for an answer. But for sure, it has categorically confirmed to me that our God is real, and he hears our prayers, and he answers them. Okay? Case in point, this is this most recent situation in my life. Okay, so here it is, I've just gone through a bilateral hernia surgery. And I've been asked, you know, well, how did that come about? You know, did you feel symptoms and stuff? I felt nothing. I mean, basically, it was back in December when I just felt a burden that I really, since I'm over 40, I really should be going in for an annual physical. I hadn't gone in for a physical for at least 3 to 4 years. The last time, actually, I was required to do so by Boy Scouts. That was the last time I went in. And I didn't feel bad. I just felt a burden. I felt like if there was anything going on inside my body that could be addressed, it would be wise for me. It would be responsible of me as a father and a husband to have that, you know, recognized and addressed. You know, we're just talking basic responsibility of life. And so we finally got it all lined up, and I go in for this physical. And there was one thing I knew I'd been having trouble with, and that's swallowing larger chunks of food, especially drier food like turkey. And I mentioned that to him, and he said, well, we better get that looked at. And as he was going through the procedure, he says, oh, look at this. You've got a hernia. And I go, really? He said, aren't you in pain? And I go, no. And he goes, wait a minute. You've got two of them. You've got bilateral hernia. I was like, who knew? And he goes, well, he said, you would know. He said, if you don't feel it now, it will actually pinch the stomach to the point where it would die as a result of lack of blood supply. And then you would be in so much pain that you would be rushed to the hospital in as an emergency situation. And so here I am thinking, really, I had absolutely no awareness that this condition existed. And yet, you know, I go in, it gets identified, it gets addressed in a way that I can actually time it out and plan it out, and I've got some, you know, time in the schedule to heal. Really avoided a significant amount of extra expense, a lot of drama, a lot of pain, unnecessary pain, since I could get it addressed earlier. I was just thinking, wow, you know, when you start praying that prayer of Jabez kind of stuff, and you forget about it. I mean, I don't know how many times you guys have prayed something and you just completely forget about it. But, you know, I prayed the prayer of Jabez, and then I forget about it. And if you don't know what the prayer of Jabez is, guys, it's, where is that verse anyway? It's in the Bible. Basically, some guy prays that God would expand his territory, and Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, isn't one of them that God would save him from pain or something like that? I'm just saying, people, if you prayed the prayer of Jabez, wow, God remembers that. And I am convinced that this whole situation has been an answer to prayers I don't even remember praying. God hears, God remembers, and God answers in his timing. And he answers in a way that's best. I'm just amazed. God's good. And so so that was a unique, unexpected answer to prayer that I just wanted to share with you guys. What things could I be asking you about for prayer right now? There's been a number of things. I wanted to just give you one. You know, I think right now, I would like you guys' prayer on this. This is one that actually will have a very tangible response because it's forthcoming. You guys are well aware that I own a game store. And the game store has been going well, and I'm now at a point where the owner of the building has offered to sell me the building. And so I'm considering the possibility of buying that building. I just would like prayers for wisdom. The reason I'm really asking for wisdom is one, that's going to be a considerable financial investment. I mean, there's just going to be a lot tied up into there. Sure, I'm going to have capital, the building, but still. It's going to tie up money. It's going to tie up time and distraction. And also, I'm nervous about the state of the economy and the future of our country. Should I be making such a purchase at this time in the state of our nation? It's a real question. It's a significant question. Should I even consider expanding this business in light of the cumbersome entanglement of more government regulation? It's really causing me to pause. I'm talking to bankers. They're in agreement that this is a time where you really need to exercise caution and wisdom. I would like your guys' prayers. Should I move forward and purchase this building and, in light of that, expand the business, or would it be better to leave well enough alone and just stay the course with where things are at right now? That could be one that we'll know soon, because I'll need to make the decision soon. Why don't you guys pray on that? You guys are well aware of the incredible blessing that business has been to the kingdom. I'd like to continue that. If it's a possibility to expand it, I'd like that as well. So why don't you guys pray on that? I'll just go ahead and say a quick prayer to end. That way, whoever else has a prayer request can get up here and they can make that prayer request. All right, pray. Lord Jesus, you are an awesome God. And I know that you are concerned about the little things of our lives. Sometimes we think, my life, what's going on, it's just, that's too small. I shouldn't bother God with it. Like he's limited. Like you're limited in time or ability. Or you can only, track so many things at the same time. Well, you don't know the God of the Scriptures. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is impossible with God. And so here it is, God, the situation of the store and the future of the store and this building. Lord, what ought I to do? I seek you on that. And I'm going to trust that you're going to somehow give me the answers I need to know where to go from here. And so, Lord, my trust is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that's our kickoff. The mic's open.
This is really personal. Valerie's mother-in-law and all the board says either grandma or grandpa. She's 96. She'll soon be 97. And she's having some health issues, and she's supposed to be going to Arizona, and we're all very worried about her. And I would appreciate everybody praying for her so that she'll be okay and make the right decision.
Lord Jesus, you said in the book of Psalms, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And Lord, you had written a lot of days for Helen. And we pray, God, for these days, the days that she has left on planet Earth, we pray that they would be good days. We pray you would guide her in safety, you'd guide her in health, you'd guide her in her choices that she makes. But we do pray for Helen that she would have good days ordained for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name's Kira, and I realize most of you don't know me. It's only my second time here. I've come here out of a lot of despair and desperation right now in my life. Lots of mystery in my life right now. I have a 9.5-month-old baby who I constantly feel that I'm supposed to relinquish her and give her away. And it's very scary and frightening, and I know it sounds weird and strange, but it's a living hell. And every day, I just hang on as best I can with her. I'm someone that experiences what the medical profession calls auditory hallucinations. And so I hear different messages and comments about whatever I'm thinking about or whatever I'm trying to figure out and understand in my life. And it's gotten to the point where I'm on the edge. I'm just hanging on. I love my daughter very much and want to keep her in my life. I don't want to give her up. So that's what I would ask for prayer for, and just prayer that I can have somewhat of a normal, peaceful life. My daughter's name is Lelia, and I'm Kira. Thank you very much.
Lord Jesus, you inspired John to write, "We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who has been born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him." Lord Jesus, this is true of Kira. This is true of Lelia. God, your power is able to keep them safe, that the evil one cannot harm them. God, you are greater. Greater is he that is in us than the one that's in the world. God, you triumphed over the grave. The devil thought he had won when he killed God's only son at the cross, yet that was the very path to forgiveness. And now his power has been broken, and we can be free. Free in the truth of God, free in the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, free to actually live life to the full. And I do pray that Kira would experience all that God has for her, that you would defeat any attempts of the evil one to ruin her life any further, or to pass on the pain to Lelia. God, I pray it ends here. It ends now. In the power of Jesus Christ, I pray and I ask you, be victorious over all the things that Kira is struggling with. I pray for it. I believe you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Kira. Stuff like this reminds us that prayer's not a game. It's not a game. You know, sometimes we go to a test and we need God's help to take, and we think of it as like some sort of a game. You know, like, wow, well, it wouldn't hurt to pray. Like, what's that supposed to mean? You know, like it's just, it's like a rabbit's foot. No, this stuff is real. Grounded in reality, rooted in history, this stuff is real. When you hear prayer requests like this, we know that real lives are at stake. Thank you, Kira. God's going to come through. Guys, we've got some more time. Mike's here.
Hi, I'm Sarah. Hi. Well, I would really like to stay in Decorah after I graduate, but if I don't find a job, I need to go to Dubuque. So I just want you guys to pray for me that I would get a job here when I graduate.
Lord, you tell us that if we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that all these other things of life will be given to us as well. I want to thank you that Sarah has made a decision to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. That comes first. God comes first. His role, his will, his purpose for her life comes first. She's willing to seek out employment here first, so that she can stay with the church, so that she can stay involved in the gospel right up here in Little Decorah, Iowa, for the sake of the kingdom. Because there's souls here, there's people here that need what she's got, Jesus Christ. I ask you, God, to bless her and her faith, and you would provide the right job for her right here. I ask you, God, open up a window. Do whatever you got to do. provide a job. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know me, I'm Jenny. I keep getting led down the wrong path of Satan, where I really want to take my life. I just cut myself Friday. The devil was cutting it for me. He was taking my hand and doing it. And I see him in my shadows now. I just don't know what to do. I don't want to go down that path. Thank you.
And another two along those lines, there's another gentleman in this community, and his name is Norris, if you guys could be lifting up Norris, but he has attempted to take his life and was going to try and hang himself in a tree after losing a dear friend of his. And if you guys would, just pray for him. He's had a lot of trials and just support and lost his parents when he was a very young child and grew up with just a sister in an orphanage. And he returned to back here to Decorah when he was probably in his 20s, but he's been here since. And after losing his dear friend, he just doesn't feel like he has any purpose in life anymore. So pray if you would, please, for Norris and for God to give him strength and perseverance and that foundation on Christ, to know that if we build on that, everything else is going to just fall into place. So we praise the Lord that he's at work in his life, and continue to just pray for Norris to, like you say, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be given to him as well. Thank you.
God, we thank you that your healing has not stopped. Thank you that you are the healer. You know how to heal because you know how we hurt. And so we together invite you to heal, and we open ourselves up to it in Jesus' name. Amen.
More, this is Mary.
Hi, my name's Mary, and you guys don't know me very well. And my brother's been through a lot. He's getting abused, and I need help getting him out of the house. And I don't know what to do. James.
And this is Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I'm just trying to get to know new people and just have fun in Decorah.
Okay, for sake of time, I'm going to pray here for these requests, and then we need to switch gears. We're going to pray for some other things as well. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Megan. God, we together lift up these needs. We're glad that you are the one who hears everyone, hears every need. Thank you for the courage of these who are here for the first time to come up and be that vulnerable in front of us. We ask you for James, that this abuse would find your healing again. God, we ask you to bring light into the darkness. I don't know. We don't know where it would come from, which one of us or someone else, but we ask you for it. We ask you to heal. We ask you to set right. You are the reconciler. We ask you to reconcile lives to yourself first and then to humans as a part of that. You're the powerful one. Remember, even in the Gospels, that Jesus, nothing was too small. As Tim was sharing earlier, when you came to Peter's house, first thing you did was heal his mother-in-law. So we lift our needs to you. Mary's and Megan's here. James's. God, please hear our prayer. Heal. In Jesus' name. Amen. We wanted to switch gears here. We have, since the time we've been up here, Jesus said to go and make disciples. And part of that is to carry out the great commission in our lifetime, taking the gospel to every nation, tongue, tribe in this world, in our generation. Sounds impossible? It is. Apart from Jesus, it is. With him, it is not. Multiplication accomplishes this process. We'd like to show that to you sometime, but not right now. But we are at the ends of the earth. Decorah is the ends of the earth. Well, every place is the ends of the earth. You know, if you go and you go and you go, you get, you, when you stop, you're at the end. Well, we have cut out in our minds, we've kind of cut out a 6-county area up here, partly just so that we have this understanding and experience of being involved in advancing the gospel. That's part of what this is about, just training our souls to be involved. It never gets easier, really. I was in a couple of places of business yesterday and was able to announce the gospel to them in a personal way, and it's still a challenge, always a challenge. We want each one of you to experience that with us. So one of the things that we're going to do is in March here, we're going to cover every home in Fayette County with some form of the gospel. You want to describe it?
Like the testimony track?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we have decided to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to every household in Fayette County. We would go back to what we did at Howard County and take these stories, they're called testimonies, stories of how different people came into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And so in Howard County, we used my mom's and my family, and I think Melissa, we used your guys' testimonies. And we want to do the same thing in Fayette. We just felt that that was a powerful presentation of the gospel. We don't know whose testimony yet. We could just use the same ones. We could use something different. In fact, I'll throw this out there. If anyone there out here is feeling like, whoa, I think God would want me to write down my story of my spiritual journey, of how I came to faith in Christ, and put it into a track and get it out to people. Maybe you're thinking, whoa, God is telling you, hey, how about you? Please talk to me. And also, if anybody out there has relational contacts in Fayette County, I mean, we're in Winnesee County. If we had some people who actually had family, friends, whatever connections in Fayette County, and they got your personal testimony track, it's like, I know this guy, you know? And so it would guarantee that they would read it a lot more than if they got somebody there with, you know, jumping up in the air with his heels clicking.
What's up with that?
Look at me, you know, which is what I have on my testimony track. So anyway, far better it'd be somebody who has connections than it'd be me. So those two categories, guys, if you feel like the Spirit of God is saying you, or if you have connections with Fayette, we would love to get your testimony out to people.
So here are some prayer requests for this distribution. We'd like it to all occur on one day, if possible. It is possible, but it will require quite a number of vehicles. There are 20 townships in Fayette County. It's a long one. And if we had 40 vehicles, we could split it into, obviously, half a township each. And it's doable. We don't have 40 vehicles. Ames is coming up with a group. One prayer request would be for 40 vehicles. It's just a target for us. But we wanted to color this a little bit. Ames is sending a team up. Bless them. Sending a team up to help us. That's good. We've got some cars, but what we've wanted for a number of years is to have residents of the counties also help us out. I know it's our deal, kind of, but it's their deal, too. It's their county. So we thought it would be wise for us to connect. That has fallen largely flat, and we got just one church that we know of so far.
One church, yeah.
Out of a dozen or so that we've contacted numerous times in numerous ways. I'm not done. I mean, I just think God wants to connect us with just a few more. So that would be a second thing. Connections with believers in Fayette County who will join with us in this effort of getting these out. Recognize that this will take a lot of coordination. So I think a good thing to pray for is that we would be able to have a center for this coordinative effort, like on Friday night when Ames comes up, that we could meet in one of those churches down there. I think it would also be good if we could stay in the church building, because what happens otherwise, if they stay up here, they won't even get down there till 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the day is shot, and then it drags on and on and on. So pray for a place to meet on Friday night. A place for housing down there would be best, we feel, and then that we'd have those connections that would join us in 40 vehicles. That's what I have.
Well, then pray that God would raise up whoever would want to have their testimony on testimony track.
Yeah.
Can be adding that in. And the church that has responded very, very positively is Victory Christian Center. They were the church that was actually running a booth at the Winnesee County Fair. When we first were going up here and we were doing various things, we ran into these guys. And they had this booth there at the fair. And they were doing what they can to reach out. And we just thought it was really odd that a church down in Fayette County was doing a booth up here. Well, it turned out that no church had ever had a booth at the county fair before. And so they decided to be the first. And then we said, hey, well, we'll join you in that effort. And they said, great, go for it. And they just stayed in their own turf, and they turned it over to us. And so these are good guys.
Yeah,
really good guys. So they're very excited about joining us and helping us in any way they can. So let's pray for God's blessing on them. We're going to pray as a large group, guys. If you want to pray, just make sure you kind of stand up or speak out loud, and we'll hear you. And so we'll just do this for the next 5 minutes or so. Bob, you want to kick us off?
Yeah.
I apologize if I'm not very clear trying to share this, but there has been maybe an answer to prayer in a roundabout way that this last week there was a funeral for a 22-year-old young man in Fayette County, and his life had been taken 5 weeks just prior to that, and he was found burning in a truck in that county, and they don't know what it was that caused it, but God has been, I think, preparing people's hearts down there, and there's a great need for people to know where they are going and just even have purpose in life. So if you guys could just pray for God to use that death as a result of God's timing and every season under heaven to bring life to others and giving them just something to be living for, and knowing that eternity is going to be here before we know it, and to rest in the assurance of what Christ has done for us, that we can look forward to the day that, either the day that we're called or the day that Jesus comes back to take us. And just give that to the Lord, please.
Amen. Amen, God. Thank you. Thank you for your heart for Fayette County. Thank you, God, for the people that we know in Fayette County. Thank you for those that we don't know that we're going to know. Pray you'd accomplish what we've asked you. God, we're just reciting back to you what we think is on your heart already. Thank you that we get to be involved in this way. We ask your blessing on it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to quickly remember the Lord here. I think the elements are being passed out this morning. I've been reading in Leviticus, and wonderful Leviticus. And part of the description is their dietary habits. And one of the distinctives for the Jews was that they were never to eat blood. Who wants to eat blood anyway? I don't know. But anyway, that was in the law because the life was in the blood. And we are obeying Jesus here, remembering him in the way he told us to remember him. And one of the issues is that the juice reminds us that his blood was shed. His life was given. It was represented in his blood. It was his life was wrapped up in his blood. His identity was wrapped up in his blood. His shed blood is the means for your forgiveness. And so we're going to take the bread and the cup this morning and remember him. For sake of time, I'm just going to pray here. And we will take this together. Give us just a moment here to make the rounds. That's good. You know, this was instituted on the night Jesus was betrayed. He told him to do this to remember him. I'm proud of us, honestly, for carrying it on. I mean, we're just obeying something that Jesus specifically told us to do. So let's pray here. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you allowed your blood to be spilt. Your life was in your blood. Your identity was wrapped up in the fact that you had physical blood. And when it was drained out, it was the full payment. Your full righteous life was poured out. Your complete identity as a righteous man, as the Son of God, was completely poured out with our debt being paid by that. We take the bread and the cup this morning in remembrance of you, remembering that it is finished on our behalf. Thank you.